Today is George's birthday. Happy birthday to the Jubinator. And well, what's this, George? We have a member of your family on the ticket hotline that wants to wish you a happy birthday.
Member that wants to say hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, George, it's me, your cousin, Elmer Wayne.
Wow. Okay, first of all, this is not a family member. I don't have a cousin named Elmer Wayne.
Yeah, I thought I'd call you up on your birthday, and this is the only number I have for you.
Yes, I'm on the radio right now, as a matter of fact.
I remember that last time you told me you guys are by far the highest rated show on that station. Is that still true?
Well, I guess. I don't
know. You're my best friend, George.
I don't even know you.
Oh, hey, is your old partner still there?
Yeah, hey,
Craig?
It's
yeah.
Me.
Y'all ain't doing gay stuff, are you?
No.
All right, my partner, you mean purely platonic, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, well, what's your partner's name?
Who, Craig?
Craig, is that right?
Yeah, hey, Elmer Wayne.
Hey, Craig.
How are you?
You know, George and I were born a month apart, so we's really close.
Oh, okay.
Close cousins. Kissing cousins, you might say.
No, I wouldn't. No.
Oh, come on, John. What are you talking about? You and I, man, we go way back.
I've never met you before.
We used to double-team cows out there in Parker County.
No.
Oh, yeah. On our family farm, we had an old milk cow. We named her Finger Cuffs. George and I wouldn't leave her alone.
Well, it sounds like he's got a lot of details about your past pretty accurate.
Oh, man, I tell you, this George Dunham, he's a wild man. I ought to share some memories with your listeners there, George.
That's not.
George used to get in fights every Friday night down at the roadhouse. He'd cross some man's wife or something like that, try to hump up on her near the
phone. Hey.
And he'd get all mad and you'd get in fights. I still remember that, boy.
I'm glad you do, because I don't.
And remember when they tried to integrate the schools? You down there standing on the steps with a rifle?
No, I don't remember that.
Come on, tell your listeners the truth, George.
This sounds entertaining, but that wasn't me. That was another cousin of yours, I guess.
Hey, good news, old John.
Huh?
I might never have to borrow money from you again.
Hmm.
Oh, that'd be nice, I guess.
Gas company showed up at my trailer the other day, said they want to drill on my land.
Oh, really?
I said, hell yeah.
Sounds like a pretty good deal.
I tell you, every time I hear the word gas, I think of you, old boy.
I don't know why.
Let me tell you, there's half as much gas in the Barnett Shell as there is in the butt of George.
All right.
Hey, Craig?
Yes, sir.
You know George's nickname growing up?
No, what was it?
Sir Farts-a-Lot.
It was not. It was not.
That's what we used to call you, old boy.
I don't even know you.
Oh, you know me, hey.
Huh.
Speaking of being related and all.
Uh-oh.
I wonder if I could trouble you for something.
What's that, Elmer Wayne?
Well, turns out I need an operation.
Oh, dear.
Can you let me borrow a ventricle?
A ventricle?
Yeah, ever since this gas well went in, I've had health problems up here.
Well, that was fast.
Yeah. That was fast.
The doctor says one of my ventricles went dormant and died on me.
Oh.
So, we tried a horse ventricle, but my body rejected it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it flew back out of my chest while I was laughing at King of the Hill. And totally rejected it. But the doc says you may be a match, so what
I don't
you
think that's a procedure, is it?
Can you loan me a ventricle?
With a living person? No.
It's kinfolk, George. You should at least try.
Well, okay, I would suggest he calls his kin, because I am not related to this dude.
Well, the doctor says I'll be dead within a week if you don't give it to me.
Oh, I doubt it. You sound fine.
So awful.
Come on. You're doing well on radio and everything. You probably got a whole system of hobos that are there for the harvesting of organs if something goes wrong with you. I ain't got that.
I don't have that either.
Give him one of your hobo's ventricles.
No. Stupid.
All right. If you change your mind on that ventricle, you give old Elmer Wayne
okay.
a call.
Okay. I will give you a call.
All right. Happy birthday, Sir Farts-a-Lot.
That's not my nickname.
There he goes.
That's not my cousin.
Your cousin, Elmer Wayne. 840.